Phase 2. Communicating, mostly living in their personal reality. Verbally expressing needs and feelings with few filters. With time, further loss of eyesight, hearing, mobility, tactile sensation, smell, taste, and cognitive capacity make it easy for people to retreat. People in phase 2 no longer deny their losses, no longer hang on to reality. They give up trying to hold on to chronological order and retreat inward. They can no longer separate measurements of time. One feeling triggers another. A person or object in the present can become a symbol of something emotionally important from the past. A symbol becomes the ticket to yesterday. A familiar movement is the transportation vehicle. Vivid images supply the horsepower. Blurry hearing and eyesight and damaged recent memory are reasons for the trip. Uselessness and loneliness spur them to the past. Feelings of futility are too high a price for awareness of present reality. The validation worker understands their fear of loneliness, shouts for identity, and wailing for help when they face the unknown. Validation workers do not dismiss the cries of disoriented old people with, "They only want attention." Physical characteristics of phase 2. Muscles are often loose. They move gracefully. Eyes are clear but often unfocused, gazing into the distance. Breath is slow, sustained. Movement in space can be slow, indirect, and often questioning which way. Speech can be slow. Shoulders tend to slump forward, neck down. The person often shuffles when walking. Psychological characteristics of phase 2. Reality is blurred because of increased deterioration of rational thinking, eyesight, and hearing. Metaphoric thinking is lost. They often do not put people or objects in accepted categories. They cannot compare. A lifetime of experience has given them crystallized wisdom. They return to an intuitive knowing. They know who is genuine and who pretends. They remember sensory, pleasurable feelings from childhood. They forget recent events but have excellent recall for past events that hold strong feelings. The energy is focused to resolve past unfinished conflicts, to fulfill the basic human needs like usefulness and pleasure. Often unique word forms from early memories that are poetic and creative. Cannot play games with rules such as bingo. They tell time by personal feelings, not by the clock. Example, a person is hungry for love. Love equals food. She demands food right after lunch. Uses pronouns without specific references. He can refer to God, Father, Devil, self-identity, the world, authority, masculinity, etc. There is an increasing use of symbols to represent people and events remembered from the past. They think in eidetic images rather than words. Often lose the ability to sing on key. Often retain the ability to read, but lose the ability to write. Have a short attention span. Hear sounds from the past, especially when they are deaf. They lose adult controls, for example, undress in public, eat with their fingers. Needs are expressed without filters. They express emotions without filters.